Apollo Control, let's join the conversation in progress. No, we haven't fired a thruster. The attitude's looking real good, and we got a little traveling music if you'd like to listen.
Go ahead. Over.
Okay, stand by. 810 Houston, how'd the traveling music come through?
That was really great, Jack. You'd be able to come up with some real great numbers there for us. We sure appreciate it. Over.
Well, thank you, Tom. Since the other day, you made a special request for the Marine Corps hymn. Well, everybody around here has been trying to get us to play that, but I can't allow them to do that since you'd have to stand up, and you guys have said you don't know which way is up, so we can't play that one.
Okay. Understand. Over.
Hey, Jack, how come it takes us so much longer to train you to be a CAPCOM than Charlie and Bruce and Joe?
What you're trying to say is that good Marine Corps training must have come through there. Over.
I hear you. Keep talking.
Just get there, horse.
Well, you may notice that your exhaust temperature and fuel cell, too, is stabilized out, and sure enough, it's been that way for the last few hours, so looks like that's no sweat. Your trajectory, by the way, is right on. You're laying right in the middle of the fairway there. It's going to take us about 15 hours to predict the uncertainties in your trajectory, as a matter of fact. So we're going to skip mid-course 5, and we have a choice of making either mid-course 6 or 7, and we're going to make mid-course 6, I believe, and it'll only be 1.5 feet per second. Or
Roger, that just sounds beautiful. It looks like that burn back of the moon, the guidance and the trajectory, everything put us right in the, you said, right down the alleyway of the fairway. Over.
Righto, you're going to pass through the lunar sphere of influence at 148.39. And during the time you were sleeping, you got to the point where you stopped the decelerating, and you're now accelerating. And you're 187,300 miles out, and you're about 4,800 feet per second.
Around 4,800 feet per second. We've got a beautiful view out here of both the Earth and the Moon in our hatches, and say every half a rep we can see both of them for quite a while. And when you get high gain lock through Goldstone, we'll show it to you for just a couple of minutes. Over.
Sure, we'd like to take a look at that. Let's see if we can crank that up.
Roger, I don't know if Goldstone has contact yet. I'll leave that up to you. Over.
Hey, Jack, I just put battery A charge started about 2 minutes ago.
Okay, that was one of the items in the flight plan update, and I understand you've got bad A charge on the line. Got a little bit of advanced weather in the landing area. The forecast for your landing time is 1,800 scattered, 10,000 broken, high broken. Winds 120 at 15. Seas will be 5 feet, and there's scattered showers in that area, which means less than 10% of the area has showers. Right now there's a stationary front sitting over that area, but it's quite weak. And the recovery forces this morning conducted a simulation in the area. Morning news here, if you want to listen to it sometime.